The Cruise 102.1 FM out of Bad Axe, Michigan. It's Sue Schrader, and I'm joined tonight by Eric Iden, the former North Huron basketball player. We're over here at Reese High School getting ready for the first round of the Class D Regional District action, where we're looking to bring our local sports team, the Harbor Beach Pirates, to you on the air tonight. They face up against the Buena Vista Knights out of Bay City. Harbor Beach comes in at 17-5. Buena Vista comes in at 16-5, rated number 5 by the APA Associated Press state rankings. So, Eric, welcome back. I had you at the beginning of the year. I'm glad you're back tonight. I'm home from college, going into broadcasting. So it's nice to have a broadcasting partner here. You can make sure I run the board right tonight, keep me on my toes, and all that good stuff. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. I don't know about that, but we're going to have a good time tonight. We've got a great ball game on hand against some great teams. I mean, that's always the case, some great teams in tournament action.
And that's what it comes down here tonight. You know, you come in and people will say, well, Harbor Beach is coming up against Buena Vista. They lost them last year 81-65 in the regional championship game. Well, that tells me Harbor Beach has got experience. They played against them, so they know what's coming. Also tells me by virtue of the snowstorm the other night, Harbor Beach was able to get down here. Coach Rubel got a chance to get down here. He actually got to see what the game plan was of the Reese Rockets, and the Reese Rockets only lost by 5 here, and they were in that game till the last 30 seconds, 45 seconds, really, of that ball game. So he knows, Coach Ron Rubel knows exactly what the Reese Rockets did to keep the Knights in their castle, and I think we're going to see him come out with pretty much the same game plan, maybe a few adjustments there by Ron. So I don't know. I think it's going to be a good matchup.
I think so. I mean, that's always a good thing where you can look and see what some other schools have done against them, especially in the close games, and that's just how it goes. And then you can kind of switch it to your ball game and continue through the even experienced team. Now, both teams have the postseason experience, so that's going to be a definite factor in this game tonight.
And that's one of the things, you know, Harbor Beach comes in here, and technically, according to the scouts and other people, Harbor Beach is the underdog, and that is only because Buena Vista comes in rated and they play a much tougher conference schedule. Actually, they have no league games. They play in the independent league, so they play the likes of Class A teams, Class B teams, top-rated C teams. So they come in here as the underdog, in which, to me, I think that's what I want to come in here. All the pressure is going to be on Buena Vista to win this game, not pressure on Harbor Beach. So that's one advantage for Harbor Beach. They don't have to come in here and win this game because nobody but their fan base and them and the local sports fans up in our area expect them to win because that's what we want for them.
No, they really don't. When I was playing under Coach Humpke, he always told us, we want to be the underdog. In some cases, we weren't, but the underdog has a lot less pressure, and all eyes are not on them. So there's no expectations or anything. So then you go come in, give your best, and try and show up this the bigger team who's on top.
Right, and of course we all know it's a city team. We all know how it always comes out to. They always, in the paper, the Detroit Free Press and them, whether it's football or whatever, they always call it the farm kids against the city kids. Well, you know what? Harbor Beach isn't exactly all farm kids, and it's not all city kids. It's a mixture of great kids that can really play some hoops on their own. So we're about 17 minutes from tip-off here, and we're glad to be here with you, and it wouldn't be possible without our fine sponsors tonight. Eric, I believe you got a list of our fine sponsors for us tonight.
Oh, we sure do, and we'd like to thank them. We'd like to thank Farm Bureau Insurance, Casey Yan of Harbor Beach and Ubley, Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Seawing, Thumb Cellular, The Talk of the Thumb, Polar Propane, Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, Michigan High School Athletic Association, and Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Thumb area. And, of course, we've got this cellular transmission of broadcast is carried by Thumb Cellular, The Talk of the Thumb.
And we're going to hear from some of those fine sponsors right now. When we come back, we'll have some keys to the game and a starting lineup, and we'll talk a little bit more. I'll give you some history on the Buena Vista Knights, and when we come back, we'll be back right after this message.
Smart motorists know that when you cut through all the smoke and mirrors, a manufacturer's rebates and other incentives are the same for all its authorized dealers. But all dealers are not the same. Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring reopened a closed dealership in 2007. They created 18 jobs and they worked to bring customers back to Sebring. They worked on customer service and customer satisfaction. Things like 25% sales increases showed they were doing things right. Today, Moore Shoreline has 25 employees, 15 loaner cars, a tow truck, and free Wi-Fi, which is great when you have to wait. In this day of more and more demands and our shrinking paychecks, they have actually managed to roll back some prices. But they've kept the things you like best, such as higher trade-in allowances and free lifetime collision repair warranties. When it comes to fair treatment and growing customer service and satisfaction, all dealers are not necessarily created equal to Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Seaboyne.
The world in the palm of your hands. Thumb Cellular is proud to announce the arrival of the LG Axis smartphone powered by Android. The LG Axis has it all, featuring a QWERTY keyboard, an HTML browser with 3G speed, an MP3 player, access to the Android marketplace for a huge selection of the latest apps. The LG Axis smartphone is Wi-Fi capable and features a 3.2 megapixel camera with flash. And right now you can get the LG Axis smartphone at Thumb Cellular for only $59. That's right, $59. Browse the web, load up with the coolest apps, listen to your favorite songs, and get the information you need when you need it with the LG Axis smartphone available at any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro Pigeon, or Sandusky for just $59 now through March 31st. Terms of service apply. Stop in today and get the world in the palm of your hands. And it's available from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
In Michigan, we're no stranger to cold winters. And with cold winters come heavy coats, boots, shovels, and, how can we forget, high energy costs. Kohler Propane of Bed Axe, Brown City, and Memphis are working hard to keep your energy costs down. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per-gallon price so you never go above a certain price level. And with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program, you'll be assured you'll never run out of propane. Kohler Propane has no tank lease charges with minimum usage and no hidden fees. So lock in your best propane price. Call the local company. Kohler's toll-free at 888-950-7975 or go to www.getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only 14 cents and gasoline a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Spanning 63 years in three generations, Ramsey Funeral Home has been there for you and your loved ones when it's needed the most. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. You can also take a virtual tour of our facilities or read our story of three generations at Ramsey Funeral Home. That's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, our family serving yours since 1948. www.ramseyfh.com. From all of us at Ramsey Funeral Home, the best of luck to the Pirates.
We're back here at Reese High School. Sue Brader, Eric Iden, joining you here to getting ready to bring you the first round action of regional basketball here. The Harbor Beach Pirates just came out of the locker room. They're all fired up and ready to go. The Buena Vista Knights came out, and they're meeting at half court right now with the officials taking care of all that. Meanwhile, let me bring you up to speed here a little bit. Eric, I know you're not familiar, you haven't seen Buena Vista play. Best thing I can tell you is, they come in, they play in the independent league. They are 16-5. They have had games, the notable games that they played, they've lost. Their five losses are to Okus, which is a Class A team. They lost in overtime 70-66. They lost to Class A Warren DeSalle, 72-58. They lost to honorable mention All-State team in Class A, Flint Carmen's Ainsworth, 72-57. And they lost to Class C, number one district, number one in Class C, which is Detroit Consortium, 60-50. And their other loss is to a Class C team rated number two, Flint Beecher, 89-82. The teams that they have played from the Greater Thumb Conference is the defending champs this year from Marlette, the Greater Thumb East champs. They played Marlette 74-36 at Marlette and defeated them pretty handily. They've also played against Saginaw Nouvelle, who's in this next game. They won both games over them, 70-61 and 69-68. They got here to this district by a first-round bye over at New Lothrop, and then they played the likes of Saginaw Valley Lutheran, and they defeated them 94-66. And then they played Reese at New Lothra, and that was a ball game for the last 3 seconds of the game. I showed you what we had from the paper there and how well that Reese handled them, and it was tied 51-51 going into the fourth quarter. And at the, 103 mark, it was 65-63 Buena Vista with the lead. and it ended up being 70-65. So, you know, definitely something Ron Ruble saw the other night.